Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to breathe in the air of heaven. And you can do it. That's why my guest this week, Dr. Rennie McLean, from a little child, he learned how to worship God, and then he learned how to move into the glory of God and what to do in the glory. And if you don't understand these concepts, which are key to the last days, to being the head, not the tail in the last days. As a matter of fact, Rennie, on yesterday's broadcast, you were speaking a few days ago in Portland, Oregon, and you had a prophetic message, and God spoke to you that there would be a currency war. What does a currency war mean?
Well, a currency war is really the battle of domination. It's really based on domination and supremacy. It's really who has the strongest currency, really, in the end, will make the rules.
Well, did God give you any indication as to what we should do when this currency war occurs? And it seems to me we're seeing it happen before our very eyes.
Well, see, that's why God is giving... Well, see, let me tell you, Brother Sid, this is why this is the greatest time for the kingdom of God on the earth, because there's going to be... God is going to release an entrepreneur spirit on the church, but it has never had before. People are going to invent things, create things that they have never done before. People are going to get it in dreams. People are going to get it in visions, but they're going to have to respond to the word of the Lord quickly, because that's where your prosperity is. See, you see, one of the things the Lord taught me years ago was this: when the spirit shifts, so does wealth. And we have to discern what God is moving in. God's going to put people together. When God puts people together, he puts businesses together. A business doesn't get put together unless people come together. And so there is a coming together.
I believe that's going to work in the church also.
Yes.
I believe ministries are going to come together for God's greatest hour. I can see that happening.
Oh, yes. Oh, we haven't seen anything yet. We're going to see what I define as kingdom mergers and acquisitions. We're going to have ministers and churches come together that ordinarily would not come together, but under the circumstances that's coming on planet Earth, it's going to bring everybody together. And it's going to be the greatest empowerment the church has ever had, because we're one people, we're one body, and we've got the greatest... We've got the greatest resource the earth has ever known.
So what should someone do? I mean, we can see that it almost looks like an orchestrated attempt to devalue the U.S. dollar, to have tremendous inflation. And we can see that it appears to be being orchestrated. So we see that. What should we as believers be doing when we see that? We have our money in banks. We have it in U.S. dollars. What should we be doing?
The basic thing I'm going to tell people is going to be very, simple. Number one, make sure that you remain a tither. Make sure you remain a giver. That's number one, because the favor of God doesn't rest without a tithe nor an offering.
Let me tell you something crazy, Rennie. I am ready to build a $3.5 million state-of-the-art TV studio with an auditorium where I'm going to equip the world to move in the supernatural to when this wealth transfer occurs. And I'm breaking ground immediately, even though I know the times we're headed in. Because God's kingdom is not limited to our economy.
Totally. And you see, God is at his best when man's at his worst. And I mean, I'm telling you, Sid, I see that state-of-the-art studio. It's going to be phenomenal. I can see it as I'm talking to you. I really can see it. And I'm not just saying it. I can see it in my spirit. Oh, definitely. It's the best of times. I mean, this is not a time for us to fear. The best is yet to come forth on the earth. So the thing that I'm going to say to people very simply is, number one, make sure you keep your tithing. Make sure you keep your offering, because you know that's the basis of the kingdom. The economy of the economy of God functions on the tithe and the offering. We understand that. That's basic. But then God's going to begin to open up to you avenues of revenues. And I want everybody here to hear that word and then repeat it after me. Avenues of revenues.
Avenues of revenues.
In other words, God has multiple streams of incomes for you, where your money is going to come back to you in. And he is going to supernaturally show you, he's going to show you your wealthy place. He's going to show you where to put money and when to take money out. But the spirit of greed must not attach itself to your spirit. You must obey the instructions of God, because I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. We haven't seen anything. The entrepreneur spirit is going to come on the people of God as never before.
I believe that you could worship God, and we could worship God with you right now, and God is going to do something special for those that are listening. Would you do that right now, Rennie?
Yes. Oh, Sid, before we worship, let me tell you what I just saw in the spirit. I just saw people's properties that haven't been able to get sold. I just heard the Lord say, if they worship, the Lord said he would sell their properties. I just saw their properties being sold. I just saw people whose businesses were in debt. I just saw the Lord wipe the slate clean and, as it were, give them a jubilee. I'm seeing this before we even worship. Father, right now, we just worship you, because right now you're putting favor on our properties. You're selling what naturally cannot be sold in these times. Father, we lift our hands right now. We declare your name. You are El Shaddai. You are more than enough. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
oh, kadabo shida la rabando. Ye kaliabo shalia mandai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just see the window of heaven open. Brother Sid, I'm seeing all across America, I'm seeing windows open from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I'm seeing, as it were, golden boulevards just begin to fall. I'm seeing it. Mm. I'm seeing it. I'm just seeing those portals open. I'm just seeing it. I'm just seeing it. And the gold bullion, they're bright. They're glistening bright. I'm just hearing the Lord say, he said, my people shall never be ashamed. For they will have more than enough. For they will be a financial sign and a financial wonder in the times ahead. God's preparing you for plenty. He's preparing you for plenty. He's preparing you for plenty. Brother Sid, that's the word of the Lord. He's preparing his people for plenty. And he's preparing his people for a wealth transference.
Speaking of wealth transference, I just think that's so amazing in Akron, Ohio, where someone had a credit card and literally gold dust fell on their credit card. What happened?
This lady, I'll never forget her as long as I live. She was a sweet lady. She'd been coming to the meetings for a while, but I didn't know who this woman was. But she'd been visiting our meetings in Akron for a while. And this was what happened. So she came there and she worshipped, and the gold dust was falling, diamonds were falling, and all of those, you know, those things were falling, were manifesting. And it fell on this lady's credit card. And the Lord said to her when it touched her credit card, you know, that her business things are going to go through. The following day, I think it was 3 days afterwards, she got a phone call from the government official, and she was awarded a contract of $63 million.
Did you say $63 million?
$63 million.
I'm reminded of the scripture, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. Even though you see something in the spirit that anyone reading in the newspaper sees actually happening in the United States of America and even the world,
yes.
And actually, I believe it's going to be the best of times for worshipers of God that know Jesus.
Oh, 100%. It's the best yet. It's the best yet. So, you know, the secret of it is getting God's people ready for it. There's going to be a takeover, and we're the ones taking over. Because we're the head, not the tail.
Now, explain to me why when I listen to one of the CDs, the two CDs we're making available, Matter Doesn't Matter, why must I keep listening to it, and I feel like I get fresh revelation every time I listen to it?
Because you become what you hear. You become what you hear. If you sit under the glory, you become a reciprocant of it. If you sit under faith, it just becomes.
Well, what if you sit under basketball and baseball and football?
Well, you begin to know the game real good.
You become the game. I think I want to become like God. I want to become in breathing His atmosphere. I want everyone to get your special CD recorded before an audience. It's called The Glory of God Through Worship. And open heavens occur when you listen to it. But better than that, you'll learn how to worship. So wherever you go, there's open heavens. And the CD, Matter Doesn't Matter, both available for a gift of $25. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha Yair Adonai panevelecha V'chonecha Yisar Onai Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.